Welcome to Giving Effective Feedback. My name is Bill Torville, and I am the Assistant Director for Campus Programs in the Student Activities Office. If you would like additional materials or graphics pertaining to this subject, please feel free to contact Student Activities at any time. Well, let's get started. First, let's talk about why effective feedback is important. Feedback is the process of letting others know when they have done a good job and when their performance needs improvement. Leaders of any size organization will need this skill to help individuals grow. Every day we face many opportunities, and every day we have opportunities for feedback. But being intentional and meaningful is essential to good feedback. Effective feedback is a skill that has taken a backseat in communication today. We text, email, and sometimes call each other on the phone more often than not instead of talking to each other. This type of communication is called asynchronous communication. It is not a very effective form of communicating feedback because we lose the greatest part of all communication, nonverbal cues. A recent UCLA study found that about 93% of all communication is nonverbal. For example, I can say, "I don't feel good." You have no idea why I am not feeling good. You cannot hear any inflection in my voice. However, I could say, "I don't feel good," and you would know that I'm sick. But you wouldn't know if I'm pointing to my stomach, my back, or my head. It is for this reason that effective feedback is always given in person. Furthermore, the millennial generation, students born between the years of 1980 and 2000, have grown up with little exposure to giving and/or receiving feedback. Therefore, being adept at feedback is essential. Okay, well, we know why we need the skill, but how do we know when to give feedback? The first step to effective feedback is training yourself to observe actions and behaviors in those you lead. You want to take good notes of others' behaviors in formal and informal situations. And it is very important to observe someone's actions, facial expressions, movements, and body language for context. It is also extremely important to make notes because effective feedback has to be specific. Just saying, "you did a good job," or "you need to do better," is not really effective. A good example of positive feedback might be, "I noticed on Tuesday during the dance you went out of your way to help one of the new members get to their spot because they looked confused." That's what we are all about here. You made his or her day. Contrarily, an example of effective constructive feedback might be, "at the event on Saturday night, you were on the phone almost the entire evening. When you are unavailable to assist with setup, it brings down the rest of the team. Others noticed your behavior, and it may have a big impact on your status with the rest of the group." As you notice, the feedback had some very distinct sections. When giving feedback, it is important to include the what, when, where, why, and how. You want to include what behavior you observed, when and where the action took place. However, more importantly, you need to address why the action or behavior is important for the individual, group, organization, or MSU as a whole. The why and how are the most important parts of feedback because it helps the person understand the importance behind the feedback. Including all this information will at first be a daunting task, but that's why it's important to prepare. The first step is selecting a location. When giving feedback, especially constructive feedback, it's important to make sure you are in a quiet, private area. You don't want others to overhear the conversation or interrupt you. It is very important that you conduct the feedback sitting or standing directly across from each other. This is because direct eye contact helps convey the importance of the feedback and eliminates any possible miscommunication. Furthermore, being prepared also includes a lot of practice. Only after giving feedback on a consistent basis will you become well-versed in this process. Much of this revolves around the need to control your feelings and emotions during the feedback process, as the first couple times will be very intimidating. Also, feedback is as much a skill as a style. You will learn a lot how your style helps or hurts the feedback process. Brainstorming with someone experienced in feedback is very useful to help feel out how your style can benefit the process. Being ready for common behaviors is essential for effective feedback. But before we move on to particular situations, let's talk about balance. We've all been in meetings where everyone complains and no one likes those meetings. The same principle applies to feedback. No one likes someone who is always giving constructive feedback or being a downer. It is important to remember, always give out 5 times the amount of positive feedback as constructive feedback. This shows that you care about others, reinforces good behavior, builds trust, and builds equity to cash in when you need to be constructive. However, when constructive feedback is needed, there are a couple tips that'll help you during the process. First, do not be confrontational. Frame all feedback in a future-focused mindset. For example, do not dwell on what the person did wrong. Rather, focus on what they'll do next time. For example, when they start complaining about, oh, I shouldn't have done that, you can constantly say, well, we can't change that. In the future, how are you going to act differently? This is where the why comes into play, because during constructive feedback, you are attempting to prevent future action that may be unproductive. It's also important to constantly demonstrate that you are critiquing the action, not the person. The person cannot be changed, however, the action can. This becomes more difficult when you know the person outside of work. You may like them outside of work, but they may not be the best worker. This will often be the case for student leaders. Besides being non-confrontational, it is important to begin by asking a question. Say you saw a resident playing video games all night after they just told you they're having trouble with grades. You might start the conversation off, "So, how was studying last Wednesday night before your big test?" Asking the question lets them tell their side of the story. You find out if there are any mitigating factors. Also puts them into a position of control. And about 99% of the time, people know what they did wrong. And they'll tell you. Now that we know what you should be doing during the feedback process, let's look at a few things you should stay away from. Something to stay away from during the constructive feedback process is problem solving. Giving them the answer does no good. Asking them how they will change their behavior is important. Asking questions is always preferred to giving advice. Finally, letting emotions spiral out of control is not productive either. There will be times when people become upset, angry, displeased, or despondent. When emotions take over, the brain cannot think rationally. Therefore, it is best to acknowledge that the person is crying or upset. Then you should set up a time to talk again at a later point in time. This gives both sides time to process what they've said and how they feel. It is imperative, though, that you meet again, because if you do not, the behavior will not be corrected. Dealing with constructive feedback and emotions is difficult. The first few times will be very uncomfortable for you as well as the person across from you, but with practice, you will get better. This skill is essential for leadership and well worth the practice. You'll notice as you give more feedback, a style will appear. You may do things a little bit differently than others, but that's a good thing. Once you know your style and you refine it, you will be able to give great, effective feedback, and you will be a better leader. A wise person once said, "Listening to someone else is the greatest gift you can give someone." I hope this rings true for you today. I hope this podcast gave you the tools to begin giving effective feedback. For additional materials or questions, please contact the Student Activities Office. Thank you for your time.